Battleford, it really did seem like it was back to normal for the Saskatchewan Baseball Hall of Fame on Saturday night. It was the night of the 36th annual induction dinner at the Alex Dillabaugh Center, an event that had been long delayed due to COVID-19 pandemic restrictions over the past year. As a result, it was a long wait for the current group of inductees to be entered into the hall. Almost all of them had been slated to enter the hall last year, but they finally got their long-awaited recognition this weekend with family and friends in attendance in Battleford. Many of them also got to enjoy a look at the newly repainted Hall of Fame building during the day, where a display was set up showing pictures of all the nominees inside. Some inductees or their representatives were unable to be in Battleford this weekend. Alan Fitzsimmons of Saskatoon, representatives for the late Roy Taylor of Visalia, California, and the Kamsack Cyclones were not in attendance. However, the rest were on hand to accept their induction personally, and they are as follows. The late Father Leonard Albers, represented by Don Albers. Fred Kurtz of Holfast, SK. Al Grezjik of Saskatoon. George Guillaume of Moose Jaw. Ella Mergerkovitz of Regina. Rick Johnston of Maidstone. Kevin Cush of Lloydminster. Rocky Nickel of Karenport. Neil Erlicher of Okotoks, AB, formerly of Macklin. The late Goldie Wiggins, represented by his nephew Larry Wiggins. Members of the Aquadel Flyers baseball team, 1947-1972. Members of the Edam Blue Sox, 1985-1994. The Village of Grey, Saskatchewan. There were also special sponsor presentations as well as the presentation of the Dave Cherie Cup to the late Gil Belavance, a longtime supporter and director of the Saskatchewan Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum. For the inductees and those representing them, it was a time for them to reminisce and reflect on the game. "He was a pretty good batter as well as a pitcher," said Larry Wiggins, nephew of the late Goldie Wiggins who was being inducted. Larry also remembered Goldie's time as a coach. "One particular practice, there was a left-handed guy and when he comes to pitch, the first pitch he threw wasn't a strike. But Goldie came to the mound and said, 'Let's do this right, I'll show you how to wind up,'" Larry said. Those at the induction ceremony expressed their appreciation that the induction ceremony was able to go off without a hitch. "I'm certainly appreciative of all she has done," said George Guillaume, referring to the hall's president Jane Cherie. He was impressed with what he saw at the Hall of Fame and Museum that day. "I didn't know it existed until 5 years ago. Now that I'm here and seen it all, I'm sure glad I was at the sport for 30 years. Guillaume recounted that his own personal highlight from baseball was as a spectator, when he and four teammates went to New York and Brooklyn to see the 1955 World Series, won by the Brooklyn Dodgers. "I saw all seven games and got all seven stubs. Usually a guy at 22 years old throws everything away, but I didn't." Ella Mergerkovitz, who has been umpiring for 46 years, said it was a great honor to be involved in the sport for so long and to be recognized as a contributor to the sport through the umpiring side of the game. As for the delay due to COVID-19, Jerkovitz said it did not bother him. "COVID is what it is and we have to make adjustments," said Jerkovitz. "It's here now and it's just such a great honor, and I'm really thankful for the people who felt I deserved to belong here. After the last year and a half, it's wonderful to have a gathering and see so many baseball players and umpires and friends," said Rick Johnston, who called it a great honor to be voted in. "It's worth the wait. You spend a day at the museum and it's quite humbling to able to be part of an honored group, to see the history of the game right in front of you. It's fantastic," said Kevin Cush, who is known as Mr. Baseball in Lloydminster as the former president of minor baseball there. It was Cush who gave the reply address on behalf of the 2021 inductees. "As inductees, we hope this will continue for years to come. Baseball's a great, challenging game," he said. "In true Saskatchewan fashion, let's continue supporting the good work being done to strengthen the sport we love."